Morning. Dear Holy Spirit, bless us and guide us as we look at your word this morning. It's nice to have someone to rely on in difficult times, right? Each of you probably have a select group of friends, or maybe one person in particular that you know you can go to and they will help you out. Who's that person for you? What role do they fill in your life? Sometimes when we're having a bad day, we might need a simple word of encouragement from somebody. Other times we might be struggling with a particular problem or project that we're trying to solve, and we just need a hand. Sometimes we just feel overwhelmed with stress and requirements and obligations. We just need somebody to talk to. Having someone to rely on, we could say, is a necessity in life. While the children of Israel certainly knew that feeling well, they knew what it felt like to be stressed, to be overwhelmed, to feel in over your head. We read from Exodus when they were trying to escape the Egyptians. Moses said to the people, "Do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which He will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall see again no more forever. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace." Talk about feeling overwhelmed. The Israelites were literally running for their lives from the Egyptians. And now they were stuck and cornered by a body of water, by the Red Sea. There was no bridge, there was no ferry, there was no apparent hope. And yet Moses can say to them, "Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which He will accomplish for you today." Amazing how the one thing that Moses tells them to do is sit back and let God work. The only thing they needed to do was get out of the way. Let God accomplish their salvation. Sounds pretty simple when we read it in our text, but is that really an easy thing to do? When you're faced with adversity and stress and you feel overwhelmed, when you need somebody, is it really easy to just sit back and not try anything on your own? When we're faced with adversities in our life, there's usually two reactions that we go to: fight or flight. Okay, so let's look at fight. You go out, you meet the opposition, you do battle, you try to gain victory. That wasn't an option for the Israelites. They were a helpless mob of men, women, children of all ages. They were uncoordinated. They had no attack plan. As they went out and fought against the Egyptians, the only thing that would result was their slaughter. Okay, how about the other scenario? Flight. Could they run away? Could they vanish? Could they hide from the Egyptians? No. They were a group of probably at least 1 million people, maybe even 2 million. You can't just hide when you're that big. Rather than relying on themselves, rather than relying on fight or flight, God commands a third option. Stand still and wait for Him for deliverance. God promises the Israelites that they can trust Him, that He is the only one that they can rely on in this situation. And the thing is, you have the very same access to God in your life. But the question is, how often do you use it? How often do you stand still and wait on the Lord without trying to solve your problems yourself? Sadly, the case is often less than we should. Sadly, we don't follow the same attitude that Moses told the Israelites to do. Instead of relying on God's truth, instead of relying on what He tells us in His Word, instead of coming to Him in prayer, we often look first to our own abilities and our own strengths to solve the problem. Think about it for a moment in your particular life. When you're faced with a problem, when you're faced with adversity or stress or whatever situation it may be, no matter if it's big or small, do you first seek God out by prayer and in His Word? Are you patient, and do you wait and be still and let Him provide an answer? Or do you try to fight? Or do you try to run away from your problems? Or do you try to do it yourself and only use prayer and God's Word as a last-ditch effort? Think about it in our lives. We can't fight our problems. We can't accomplish victory on our own. We can't do battle with Satan, our flesh, and the world and expect to gain victory. Nor can we run from them. We can't convince ourselves that it's just mind over matter, that if we really just focus really hard and try, then Satan will stop tempting me. My flesh will stop willing me to sin. It's not going to go away just like that. It's not going to vanish. We're not going to be able to hide from it. No matter what happens, we're going to have problems in life. But again, think of the words of Moses to the Israelites. Think of the words of God to you today. Stand still and wait on my salvation. The Lord will fight for you and you will hold your peace. This idea of waiting on the Lord is a major biblical theme, especially in the Old Testament. And when you think about it, it really makes a lot of sense. Think about the Old Testament believers. They were looking forward to the coming Messiah. They were waiting for God to reveal Himself to them. They had times where they got impatient. They had times when they wanted God to give them something direct right away. It's hard to wait for something, isn't it? Especially when it's something you really want. Especially when we're faced with the option of deliverance. When we're looking for somebody to help us out, it's hard to be patient. In the same way, in our lives, sometimes it can seem like we're wandering in a wilderness, like we have no hope, like we're stuck between a body of water and an invading army. Sometimes it can seem like no other human option makes sense, that there is no deliverance. Those are the times that God invites you to be still, to wait for Him. It's easy for us to read these verses and to say, well, the Israelites didn't have to worry about much. After all, we know how Moses parted the Red Sea and how they safely traveled through and how they destroyed the Egyptians through the water. It's easier for us to look at that because we have the perspective of God's Word with us today. But think about what it must have been like for them in the very moment that they were in. They didn't know the future. They didn't know what God was going to do for them. All they had was faith in Him. All they could do was trust that He would deliver them. Ask any human about those situations, and it seems like there was no hope whatsoever. There was no option. There would be only death. But God promised the Israelites salvation. He promised them hope. And He does the same for us today. Sure, the many problems we face today aren't life or death situations. They're really minor things when you think about them on the grand scheme of things. But God promises you deliverance no matter what, big or small. He promises you salvation, and that's a promise you can take hold of because of one thing. Because of what Jesus has done for you. You know you can trust that promise, big or small, because Jesus faced destruction for you. There was no other option for Jesus when it came to our salvation. He had to be killed in our place. He had to take our sins upon Himself for our victory. Because Jesus suffered that we can have confidence and hope in God's promises. What a privilege we have as children of God that we can approach each day with anticipation of blessings, not with fear of disaster. What will the Lord accomplish for me today? What will He accomplish for you? Well, because of what Jesus has done, we can say, I can stand still, I can wait, and I can see what He will do for me. We close with Him 5:30.